With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening as we explore the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The final Sunday of the church year, before beginning a new liturgical year with the season of Advent, celebrates the Feast of Christ the King, acknowledging Christ's heavenly reign. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to great sacred choral and organ music for the festival, including works by Renee Clausen, George C. Martin, Johann Pachelbel, and others. We'll begin with a regal coronation fanfare for organ by Ernest Bullock. It features the brilliant solo trumpets on the organ at Rockefeller Chapel on the campus of the University of Chicago. Thomas Weisflog plays in this live recording. The Coronation Fanfare by Ernest Bullock was performed by Thomas Weisflog on the restored E.M. Skinner organ at Rockefeller Chapel of the University of Chicago. John Goss wrote the hymn tune Lauda Anima while he was organist of St. Paul's Cathedral in London, a position he held for 34 years from 1838 to 1872. His spacious tune fits that architecture wonderfully and sets Henry Francis Light's adaptation of Psalm 103 in the hymn Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral is led by Malcolm Archer. Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral with a descant by their conductor, Malcolm Archer. Hugh Williams played the organ. Renee Clausen's energetic anthem, All That Hath Life and Breath, incorporates the hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. It's a brilliant setting with some choral improvisation implying the joining of voices from all over creation in praise. The Kansas City Chorale performs under the direction of Charles Bruffy. Charles Bruffy led the Kansas City Chorale in All That Hath Life and Breath by Renee Clausen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another great hymn for the Feast of Christ the King sets words by G.H. Bourne with a sturdy tune, St. Helen, composed by George C. Martin, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor. We'll hear it sung in an arrangement by Jeffrey Smith, who leads the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington. Scott Detra plays the organ.
Thank you.
The hymn, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street. Jeffrey Smith directed. Felix Mendelssohn's brief motet, Heilig, Heilig ist Gott der Herr Zebaoth, sets the words of the Sanctus in German. Composed for double choir, it was published posthumously as part of a set of three sacred pieces. The cascading entrances of the opening create a memorable harmonic tension and progression leading to the final Heilig. David Hill leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in this recording. Heilig by Felix Mendelssohn was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. David Hill directed. Thomas Atwood Walmsley was a contemporary of Samuel Sebastian Wesley through a significant portion of the 19th century, and both were leaders in elevating the tradition of English church music, which had suffered in the early 19th century. He held posts at Trinity College and St. John's College, Cambridge, and was known as an excellent choir trainer. We'll hear his wonderful Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in D minor next, sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directs with Christopher Dernley at the organ.
Thank you.
John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in D minor by Thomas Atwood Walmsley. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Michael Saward, once a canon of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, wrote the words for the hymn Christ Triumphant Ever Reigning in the 1960s. Some years later, John Barnard composed a sweeping tune to set the words. We'll hear the hymn sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Christ Triumphant Ever Reigning was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff accompanying. Johann Pachelbel's vocal music was conceived to be performed within the worship service, and many of his pieces are settings of the Psalms. He made great use of the double choir technique, a practice which had its roots in St. Mark's in Venice and emanated from there throughout Central and Northern Europe. An exception can be found in Pachelbel's motet on Psalm 93, Der Herr ist König, The Lord is King. It's written for five-part unaccompanied choir, with the soprano part divided. We'll hear it performed by the Kapelle Sebaldina Nuremberg, directed by Werner Jakob. Werner Jacob led the Kapelle Subaldina Nürnberg in the motet Der Herr ist König by South German composer Johann Pachelbel. A royal Te Deum is next, one composed by Sir William Walton for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in 1953. It actually had its genesis in a conception from 10 years earlier to be performed for the first night of the proms in 1944, but various factors postponed its creation until 1952, just in time to be used as the coronation Te Deum in June 1953. Originally scored for full orchestra with organ, we'll hear it in a version for organ and brass. Stephen Layton leads polyphony in this performance, accompanied by the Wallace Collection Brass Ensemble, with James Vivian playing the organ.
Thank you.
William Walton's Coronation Te Deum was performed by Polyphony, accompanied by organist James Vivian and the Wallace Collection Brass. Stephen Layton conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Continuing in the grand tradition of English hymnody, we'll hear a gorgeous tune next, composed in the 20th century by Kenneth Naylor to set the words, "How shall I sing that majesty?" With words by John Mason, we'll hear it in a stunning arrangement by Richard Webster, who leads musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. How Shall I Sing That Majesty, in an arrangement by Richard Webster, was sung by musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. Mr. Webster directed. A significant amount of Jean Longlet's organ music is based in plain chant, and such is the case with our next piece, the Hymne d'Action de Grâce, Te Deum, which is indeed based on the Gregorian Te Deum chant. It appears first in short phrases alternating with crashing chords providing joyful outbursts. The chant is developed in a flowing middle section and leads to a grand conclusion. Raymond Nagum plays the great organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Raymond Nagum performed the Te Deum by Jean Longlet at New York's Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music to mark the Feast of Christ the King and the end of the liturgical year. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.